Scott, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
And tell me about last night.
Last night was very it was a very positive discussion. It was very interesting that we provided the participants with a language or language draft of what we had looked at, and had an open forum with parents and community members asking questions, giving their insight, and then also providing suggestions for us in terms of language, but then also as we look towards next year with implementing this new bullying program that you referred to.
You've been proactive. I know many districts around the state and around the country are just starting to get into this. You're toward the end of your journey. What did you learn last night that you thought should be added to the policy that you have in place?
A lot of the things, as you said, we've been working on this for quite a while now. So kind of last night was we got a lot of reinforcers. A lot of things that were said were things that we just need to keep in mind. Some of the notes that I took from last night and some of the questions were, how are we going to educate all staff, whether it be teachers, paraprofessionals, lunch aides, bus drivers, even substitute teachers? Which the substitute teachers is a very interesting question that we had not anticipated. So that was a very positive dialogue. And then also including students as leaders. We do some of that now, but really being intentional in doing that. Making students feel comfortable to report, that's always a challenge in a middle school setting because of the social peer pressure. We have some ways they currently can report. They can do it through incident reports we have at school. We also have a text messaging system where they can text their school with their information or an anonymous online bullying report form. But I think we're always trying to find out ways to make them feel more comfortable. And then one is that's an interesting and challenging situation for us at school is cyberbullying and the cyberbullying that takes place outside of school. And then how do we work when it comes into school? How do we support that? So those are all some of the questions or the suggestions from last night that we'll definitely look at as we start to implement this program for next year.
And do you hope to get that all wrapped up and ready to go for the fall?
Yes, we've for about the last 2 years, we've been working on this this new program called OLWEUS, and it's spelled OLWEUS. And this year, we've already started. We had a committee of parents and community members and a board member there, and we talked about we were trained for 2 days in the program, and we talked about some of the components and what we needed to do. And at our last staff meeting on March 27th, it was a full-day staff meeting. We had a few hours of our staff being trained. And then we'll finish up our training before school starts next year, and we're going to go into full implementation mode of the program next year. So we're all ready to go.
Scott Martin is the principal of Williamston Middle School. Thanks so much, Scott.
Thank you, Tony.